Don't expect much talk at next week's Republican convention about unilateralism and preemption. Even the intellectuals who strongly advocated using America's power to reshape the Middle East are debating whether events in Iraq have warned Americans off such an ambitious agenda. Two men associated with the neoconservative movement are having it out on the pages of the policy journal National Interest this summer. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the debate could be a sign of a split in the movement.
It was back in February, as the insurgency was intensifying in Iraq, that the influential Washington think tank, the American Enterprise Institute, held its annual dinner. Conservative columnist Charles Krauthammer was speaking about America as a unipolar power, which should spread democracy, as he put it, where it counts, the Islamic crescent stretching from North Africa to Afghanistan. Francis Fukuyama, who considers himself a neoconservative, wasn't buying it.
As I was listening to the speech, I was getting more and more irritated at, you know, because I found myself disagreeing with virtually everything he said, and then I found myself getting even more irritated that everybody around me seemed to like the speech so much. And I guess what I found irritating was that there was no recognition that anything was any different from what they had expected before the war.
Fukuyama felt it was time to recognize that the Iraq war was not going well, nor was the theory that the U.S. could easily democratize Iraq and make it a model for the region. The professor at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies wrote an article for the journal National Interest. He said the poorly executed nation-building strategy in Iraq will poison the well for future nation-building exercises. He also argued that Krauthammer was too dismissive of the need for allies. Fukuyama believes America's position is a lot like Otto von Bismarck's Germany after 1870.
You had the emergence of this state that's much larger than any other state in the European state system, and Bismarck understood that the object of German foreign policy had to be to prevent people from getting too scared of you. And I think that a doctrine like Charles's and what the Bush people have done is exactly the opposite.
Charles Krauthammer is drafting his response, saying he harbors no doubts about the necessity of going to war in Iraq, but he acknowledges his overall policy prescriptions depend on a long U.S. commitment in Iraq.
There is a debate over whether the policy that I call democratic realism is too ambitious, and I think Iraq is a test case. Iraq will help determine the course not just of our own foreign policy, but of conservative thinking about where it ought to go.
As for the Fukuyama critique, Krauthammer said it offered only trivial recalibrations of his vision of American foreign policy.
The question I asked to Fukuyama, and I asked to anybody else, is what is the alternative policy for dealing with a problem that exploded on us on 9/11 and that is rooted in a deep disorder in the Arab world? And that is the sort of cauldron of political oppression, religious intolerance, and social ruin.
The editor of National Interest, John O'Sullivan, says he's getting just what he wanted out of the article he commissioned by Fukuyama and the upcoming Krauthammer rebuttal.
We'll have to wait and see how far apart these two men look when they've traded a few more blows.
As for his thoughts on the debate, O'Sullivan said Americans should be more realistic about promoting democracy in Iraq or taking preemptive unilateral action anywhere else in the future.
That is something which will be far harder for America to do as a result of Iraq. That's the way things look now. They may not look that way in 5 or 10 years' time.
At the small neoconservative think tank, the Project for the New American Century, Gary Schmidt played down the idea of a split in the neoconservative movement. He says there have long been differences among Washington intellectuals over how to implement an ambitious agenda, one that still includes regime change in countries that pose security threats, such as Iran and North Korea.
There can be a little bit of a mistake, which is that the neoconservatives think that there's only one formula for changing regimes. There can be a great deal of debate about actually how to carry that out.
Iraq will likely usher in a period of caution in American foreign policy, or as one analyst put it, a temporary triumph of realpolitik over neoconservatism. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.